ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
What's up, Biggs?
I'm all right over there. I'm having a rough go today.
You are a little bit. It's all right.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? I think my headphones weren't fully in, so I was just getting like one channel. So I didn't hear the robot voice, and I heard like the beefy man voice. And I'm like, either that chicken had some acid in it, or my headphones are messed up.
Oh, wait a minute.
Unfortunately, it was the headphones that were messed up.
I was like, if the teriyaki chicken has acid in it today, I'm taking it home.
Take two of them.
I'm like, I'll take all the chicken you have.
Yeah.
I'm taking it home.
What's the shelf life on this chicken? Can I freeze it? And how long can I keep it?
Let's eat some chicken before we get on this plane.
This winter's going to be awesome.
Jesus Christ.
That would be so great. I don't even
Imagine
know.
Imagine you spend the night and then I wake up the next morning. You're wide awake. Just like, Steve, are you okay? I don't know. I ate some chicken. Like, oh, crap.
You had the wrong chicken. I told you. I thought the A stood for like top quality. Like, you know, there's the B level and then there's the A level.
No, this is the acid level.
Son of a bitch.
There's acid in the chicken. Yeah, that sounds like a horrible. Can you imagine being at a campsite just like eating chicken and somebody's like, there's acid in the chicken.
That's the
there's
acid
in the chicken.
Jesus. Eat the turkey. I told you to eat the turkey. I couldn't tell which one was which.
I saw fowl and I ate it.
I made a sandwich. Why is it talking from the inside out? What? This chicken's trying to leave my body.
Right? You don't have anything to do for 36 hours, do you? Don't say that, man. Don't say that.
We're going to San Diego to find its father. He said the San Diego chicken's his father. What's going on?
By the way, call to actions on Twitter. People are like, donate to this or whatever.
Right.
Like, sometimes I do, but usually I scroll right over it. Last night I saw Big Low tweet, or yesterday it was like Big Low tweeted out like, vote Blitz for the Mascot Hall of Fame. And I forget what I was doing. I was like, oh, hang on. I got to do this right now. I got you, Blitz.
Sometimes I do that. I'll see like some friends like, hey, vote for me for this. I'm trying to be this or I'm trying to be that. And I'm like, yeah, you got it. I click on the link. It says need to be. Like, need to have an account with this website in order to vote.
Out.
I'm like, ah, sorry, man. I couldn't vote for you. That would have taken an extra 30 seconds.
Right. And like, right, like you look at it, but that one, I was like, oh, Blitz in the Hall of Fame, Mascot Hall of Fame.
Whew.
Yeah, I got to stop and do this right now.
If you're doing a Mount Rushmore of mascots.
Oh, Jesus, Steve, that's a loaded question.
I know, because there's a lot of sports. All right. Because that is a lot of pressure to put on you.
I mean, San Diego Chicken has to be up there.
Okay, yeah, because I'm trying to think, like, first mascots to pop into your mind. Obviously, at some point, if you were actually sitting down, you could put a lot more thought and effort into this, but we don't have that kind of time. But, like, the first four that you really think about.
I would say San Diego Chicken.
Uh-huh.
Philly Fanatic.
That's a good call. Philly Fanatic's awesome.
The Gorilla in Phoenix.
Dude, I got to see the Gorilla perform live at the Super Bowl, because we went to the Super Bowl where the Seahawks lost in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And Craig Gass hooked us up the night before, or two nights before, I can't remember. He got us like courtside seats practically. I think we were just like one level above court. Tickets to see the Suns play. I think they were playing the Bulls. They were.
All right, nice.
And I did not realize how awesome that mascot was until I was there to witness it. You're right, dude. That right up there with Squatch when we had the Sonics mascot.
And I say the Cougar from BYU. Super athletic.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the Cougar from WSU.
Butch T?
Yeah, likes to take his shirt off and drink with all the fans.
Good for him.
I like that guy.
I said, so I got to get to a game out there.
I know, that's still up. I feel like, granted, it's going to be an unnecessary argument with my wife, but I would love to make that trip with you.
Yes.
And it's an unnecessary argument, not because we have a child, not because I'd be gone for the day, but because she's a massive Huskies fan and hates the Cougars.
Oh, really? Well, I knew that.
Yeah, it's a family divided, because, like, you know, RJ, her cousin, went to WSU, Sid went to UW.
All right.
And so there's now also another member of the family went to WSU, which pissed Sid off, but then somebody got a scholarship to do the women's softball, and then Sid was happy because that was for UW.
Like, UW's got a good program, too.
Yeah, but I think she ended up leaving because then they had her, and she was supposed to be like their main, like, I don't know, the main first baseman, let's just say.
All right.
And then all of a sudden, they signed like the hottest, like, rookie or, you know, hottest
freshman
in the country, and that plays that position as well. And she's like, yeah, the writing's on the wall. I'm going to train. You know, she had no choice.
I mean, look, when you're as competitive as they are in women's softball, that's going to happen.
Yeah. So that was just like one of those things where like, oh, we're so excited. We're going to go. I was like, I'll go to games. I'm all for it. Like, that's going to be a blast. Go cheer her on. And then now she's going somewhere else outside of Washington State. I'm like, son of a.
Yeah, you're out.
Stupid freshman. Man, no love for Gritty.
Well, look, I like Gritty, but...
That's a controversial pick. He's still young.
He's still young. That's what I'm saying. And like, look, the Cougar for BYU, people give me crap about, but like, the son is so athletic and does crazy stuff. The Fanatic and the San Diego Chicken, though, like, those are just the first two mascots.
They're OGs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I forgot how fun the Philly Fanatic was.
Yeah.
He was kind of like that era's Gritty.
Exactly.
Made no sense.
He was a D.
Yeah.
To a lot of people. Remember Tommy Lasorda, like, got in a fight with him and stuff? Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I like the Met, too.
Mr. Met?
Mr. Met, mainly because of the ESPN SportsCenter commercials.
Did you see one of the Mr. Mets got caught, I think it was this summer or something. He got caught driving with, like a decent amount of cocaine.
What?
Yeah. So it wouldn't have been a story other than, like, he got busted. Then it's like, oh, wait a minute, this is Mr. Met?
No.
I'm almost positive that was this year. Maybe it was last year.
Mr. Met, let's see, cocaine.
Yeah, I think Mr. Met was...
I do a Google search. First thing that comes up is Mr. Met middle finger, Mr. Met mascot, Mr. Met... No cocaine yet.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
Let's see. Wait, no, wait. Breaking news. Man playing Mr. Met found with... Come on. Breaking news. Man playing Mr. Met arrested after 2 pounds of cocaine and fentanyl were in his car at Citi Field.
Yeah. Mr. Met was moving weight.
And the best part is, of course, they pull up a video to go with like the New York Post's like Twitter.
And it's just like, Mr. Met being Mr. Met.
It looks like Mr. Met at a rave. It's like, Yeah, he's got a runny nose, that Mr. No, I'm kidding.
I'm with you. I used to love the Mr. Met commercials on SportsCenter, the one where they're at lunch and he's like, he was saying some really crazy stuff about Mrs. Met and whatever. Oh. And he just looks at him and it like zooms in.
Dude, so I'm still worried. I don't know. I mean, you know a lot about mascots. Maybe you have the inside scoop. We still have not heard whether or not the Seattle Kraken are going to have a mascot. And their first home game is not till the end of this month. But they start the season next week on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean... They gotta have a mascot.
That seems really weird if you don't have a mascot.
I mean, you're in there. You kind of know stuff.
I know. Dude, we interviewed Nate Bastian, who's one of the players for the Kraken, number 14.
All right.
Had a goal last night. And that was like one of my first questions. I'm like, look, dude, I have a lot of hard-hitting questions. The most important one is, when are we going to find out about the mascot? He's like, I don't know what's going on with the mascot. He's like, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I'm like, you're on the freaking team.
Get in there.
Right?
You say you need to see the GM right now.
Stat.
Is this about a contract? It's more important than my contract.
My contract's already signed, Ron.
I need to know about the mascot.
What's going on, Ron? Do I need to go to Jerry or Tim or Tom?
Like, are we professional or are we a new team and we don't want to be pros yet? Because we need a goddamn mascot.
Dude, that would really piss me off because it's like I've been on board with pretty much everything that they've done when it comes to how they've run this for organization, the players that they've picked, the things that they do in the community, the fact they're bringing in diversity. I think it's fantastic.
The amount of gear I see in the city is unreal.
It's bonkers, dude. It's so weird. To be a lifelong hockey fan, and remember when I first moved out here, if you found someone that liked hockey, it didn't even matter if they were a stupid Red Wings fan. You would still be happy to talk to them because you're like, another hockey fan. Now I don't know who's a hockey fan, but I know that there's a crap ton of Kraken fans, and it's awesome. Like, we have so many, like, brand new hockey fans in this city.
Yeah, like, in my neighborhood in Capitol Hill, not the most sports-laden neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you see some Hawks stuff or whatever. But, like, Kraken gear is everywhere.
It's kind of like the hipster thing, too.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Sounders.
Like the Sounders were when they started.
It's like, oh, this is not basketball, baseball, or football. This is like that slightly below those guys, so it's cool to like them kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I don't care why you're a Kraken fan. The fact that we have so many people sporting Kraken colors and Kraken shirts and all that is awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. That was the same, right? We've had this conversation. Same thing when Sounders started. Like, right, there's people like me that didn't really know a ton, just kind of jumped up. Like, who cares? Ugh, they don't know the sport. Who cares? They're there in the stands. They're supporting the team. That's all that matters.
It pisses me off on social media when I see somebody that's like, you know, that what's that term? Gatekeeping. Trying to gatekeep hockey or trying to like hockey-splain people, but you could tell they're being kind of a dick about it. And you're like,
yeah.
Dude, We've bitched for so long not having a hockey team here, and now you want to crap on people who want to be a part of the fan base? That seems really stupid.
Yeah, and you're just going to have some of those conversations, right? Like with soccer, the hardest thing to explain to somebody is offsides, which I got called for twice on Sunday.
Ted, what the hell, man?
I got anxious, Steve.
What the hell?
Right up front. I just turned and started sprinting, and then I heard the whistle, and I was like, ah, Christ, I was off.
Are you the Jermaine Effetti of your soccer team? Remember when he was on the Seahawks? He was always doing something wrong. And I love the guy.
Well, I almost had a goal, and everybody was like, offsides. And he was like, no, you were clearly on. And then the next two plays, I was off.
So for hockey, it's offsides, but even more difficult to explain to someone is icing.
Icing, right. And you're going to have those conversations.
I always tell people, go online, go to YouTube, and just type in Snoop Dogg Hockey 101. There's like 2 to 3 minute long episodes of Snoop Dogg explaining the rules of hockey and the traditions, and he nails it.
And the two-line passes.
That's
the longer round. Okay.
I used to hate that because I was like, we're going to make people's brain hurt. But like, there's all these different lines on the ice. If the puck crosses two different lines, they call that a two-line pass to keep it as simple as possible. It would be like a home run. It would be like a Hail Mary pass in football.
Right.
But them telling you that you can't do that, which was such a crappy thing because it's like, don't you want like these big over-the-top moments? Like that's like a cool moment when someone hits like a pass that deep and then they just go in breakaway score or whatever it may be.
Red line to red lines. But I mean like, I don't know if you're passing it all three, but like there's decent passes that can go from a red line to a blue line, then hit that dude as he gets onside.
Absolutely. But it's like I think back then there was obviously a good enough reason, I'm sure, behind it. But it just, to me, it's like, yeah, if someone wants to hang on the other end of the ice, that's on his team to deal with. Like if they're OK with that and it works, great. Like they come like the cherry pickers.
I was going to say, if he wants to cherry pick, let him do it.
Oh, man. I used to hate cherry pickers when I was playing rec league because I'm just like, come on, man.
The worst is basketball. Because the dude can just stand there.
Yeah,
I'm open. Play some defense, man. I'm sucking wind down here.
Hockey, it's the worst because they have the stick. You always have that guy slapping the stick on the ice. Here, I'm open. Like, dude, stop. You're not that good.
Yeah.
And then when they get it, they mess up. I'm like, oh, he was open. I thought you were open. What happened?
I let out weird little noises in Puff League. Like if I'm sprinting and I'm like, which is, it's an instructional league, so I should yell something instructional. But
my favorite though when we play is like when somebody on the other team pretends to be on your team
because
not looking, you're like behind you, right behind you, and then they just drop it back and they just handed the puck to the other team. You're like, come on, you gotta look before you send that puck off, or you gotta know your friend's voice.
Do you ever pass it? All right, and then we'll stop nerding out. But okay. Like sometimes too, like, I won't look to my left, and I'll just assume somebody else is running it, and I'll just kind of like center it, and I'm just like, oh, crap, there's nobody there.
Yeah, I've seen that happen a lot in hockey.
Yeah, like a pass into a space. Like, I thought somebody would be there.
We have a guy who loves to blame everything but himself on anything that happens on the ice.
Oh, trust me, that's on me. I should have looked to my left before I just passed it to a spot.
But at least you're not like going, dude, I thought you were going to be there.
Oh, no.
That's what this guy would do, like some weird stuff, and then just kind of like willy-nilly just send the puck to a random spot, and then it'll be hit, like the other team will grab it, come in and score. And he's just like, where were you, man? And the guy's just like, I'm not, like, I don't even know how to answer this. You idiot. Like,
you're over there playing fiddlesticks with the goddamn puck.
Or he'll like hand it over and like someone will score on me. He's just like, but where was the other guy? I'm like, you were the other guy. Like, that was your job. You did everything wrong. Stop blaming anyone but yourself. Like, I remember one time I actually told this guy, and I'm just like, just stop. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't care if you cough up the puck 100 times and they score 90 of them. Just shut up. Like, just don't apologize. Don't try and blame somebody else. Like, just leave me the F alone. I'm getting sick of your excuses. I'd rather you just cough it up and just kind of keep on going.
Right. That's the thing, too. Like, don't talk to the keeper. And then, like, at whatever the sport is, like the goaltender in hockey, the goalkeeper in soccer, like, trust me, he knows it's a soft goal. She knows it's a soft goal. Nobody feels worse that thing is in the back of the net than the person standing in front of it. Like, we don't have to chirp them. We just tell them, hey, forget it. Let's go back.
Right. Just keep going. Yeah. Like, you could tell the difference of a guy that's played at a higher level to someone who hasn't, because the people who play at a higher level will not give you a hard time for giving up a crap goal. We know it was a crap goal. Their job is to almost make you think that it wasn't as bad as it was.
Exactly.
And that's, I always respect that. It's always like the guy's just like, I thought you had it. And I'm like, man, I thought you were gonna, I didn't think you were gonna have my goalie stick up your butt, but now you're gonna.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Well, Steve, that leads us right into this week's TED Talk.
Goalie sticks up the butt?
Well, you know, I was gonna say, maybe this is coming from a bad loss Friday night. But also in life, Steve, sometimes you get down. And look, I don't know what it is. It could be a relationship thing, could be a work thing. You might just wake up on the wrong side of the bed, as people say. You're just in a bad mood. You're down.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Those are real feelings. You can be down for a while. Just get back up, right? And for a lot of people, you might listen to this, and it might be something massive, right? Like getting back in shape or looking for a new career. But also just, look, people. Everybody gets down. There is nobody I have ever met that's on that super high level of like, or super happy level all the time. And if they are, they're probably lying to you.
Right. They're just not showing the other side
right.
in
so
public.
People get down. Mm-hmm. You get back up, take some small steps, and just get back into your routine.
It's like that even like with it, a lot of times you see in food, like, oh, you ate like a real, like, you know, real poor quality meals. Like you just ate a lot of high calories, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You could keep beating yourself up and continue to eat bad. Or you just admit, all right, kind of fell off the wagon there. Tomorrow, I start back at it.
Back on it.
And just let it go.
Yeah. Like, well, watch, you know what I mean? Like, look, we don't got to watch the tape. That was a bad loss. Let's put it in the back, of your mind. Let's forget about it and let's move forward.
I know now we can say the word Mariners again on the podcast. And that was tough. It was like when and it's just like I had hope in that last, even in the ninth inning when like Seager had the double. And you're like, okay, this is those moments. And of course, nothing. And I'm like, why did I watch this? I put myself through this. And they went on Saturday. And then Sunday, I was just like, it was done before it was even, like, the game was over when it, like, the game started, basically.
Yeah, I asked somebody, I was like, what's the score of the Mariners game? And they were like, oh, they're already doing the Mariners thing. I was like, oh, how bad? They were like, we're already down 7. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Right, they got down 7 or something early.
And it was
right?
like 4-2.
Or 4, okay.
And then it became 7-2 rather quickly.
All right,
that's
7-2.
When I was like, it's not happening. And then you see, like, you're like, oh, son of a bitch, and then Boston's going to lose. And then in a weird way, I was happy they actually came from behind and won the game. That way it's like, no matter what, we had no chance.
Yeah.
At that point, it was just done. But what a great season.
For sure. It energized the town again.
It was, and I hope that energy continues into the next season. I got to imagine this team's going to be even better next year. But freaking 90 wins.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, look, that's one of those things, too. If you said to somebody, look, you got to have 90 wins this year for the Mariners, people would have been like, good. And you think that probably would have got you into a wild card game.
Well, freaking look at, like, what, the Dodgers? They had to get, like, they're in a wild card spot with 106 wins.
I think they're playing tonight in a wild card game.
Like, there's a potential their season will be done before the offseason, before the playoffs truly start. And they had 106 wins. And then if they do win this game, they're playing a team that had even more wins in the first round.
Dude, I'm going to Milwaukee this weekend.
You are?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you're that big of a Brewers fan?
Well, that's what I was saying in the office earlier. Like, it just timed out well.
Are you going to go to a game?
We are not.
Okay.
But we're staying down by the Deer District.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like, you know, like, I feel like every city has them now. Like in Baltimore, it was like Power Plant Live. It's like, you've seen it on TV when the Bucks were winning. You know what I mean? It's like that center area of a city where there's like restaurants kind of like surrounding it.
Okay.
And the restaurants
it's like
look
the
cool.
hot spot.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you go in there, you watch the games. So I think they're having parties down there for the watch games. But Milwaukee's got some cool bars. So I think I don't know what we're doing Friday when we get to town, but Saturday, I think we're going to get up, go over by the stadium, kind of tailgate in some old school bars, and then go back down to the Deer District and like watch it on giant TVs.
That'd be fun, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Was it
like,
the Braves are taking on, right?
Yeah, so I'm like,
you should be a Brave fan just to piss people off.
Oh, no
don't do that.
No, you know me, man. I am a chameleon when it comes to anything besides Maryland football.
That's how I do. I'm saying,
like, I was at a Husky tailgate 2 weeks ago going bow down. But like if we were in Pullman, I'd be like, go Cougs.
Yeah, I'm going to support whatever team I'm in town. And if I'm going to a game, I'm going to get their gear.
Yeah.
I'll get a hat. Like, screw it. Who cares?
I get like my brother's been texting out pictures of our trips. And it's funny. Every trip, like Michigan, Ted's a Michigan fan.
Yeah.
Like, LSU. Like, look at this guy, LSU.
I think the one time we went to a Chicago White Sox game when we went to Chicago. And it just so happened they were playing the Mariners.
All right.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
To go and be the opposing team's fan because legit, I'm a Mariners fan. So like that was, and I had a Mariners hat or a Mariners shirt. I can't remember, but I was already there with gear. So it was kind of cool to be able to go there and support the team. And I think the Chicago White Sox just crushed them. So nobody cared that we were Mariners fans in the stadium, because they're just like, you guys are watching a really bad team.
Yeah, and it's baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't really, well.
Outside of Giants Dodgers.
I was going to say, you don't usually see fights in the stadium at baseball games, but if you go online, you can probably find a few this year.
Ooh, Giants Dodgers, that thing's legit.
Yeah.
Like I went to see once Giants Dodgers, San Francisco, Cinco de Mayo, right? So, I mean, was it a Sunday or something? So we're having a great time. And then as we're leaving, they had bobbleheads the Giants had given out. And there's like some Dodger fans in front of us. And it's like a dad with like his adult children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, ooh, look at you Dodger fans with Giants bobbleheads. And I mean, they turned around and were just like, F you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, wow, like this rivalry is intense.
It's too chill out. It's just a sport. No, it's not.
Yeah, and I went to spring training once and just went to a Dodgers game. So I bought a black Dodgers hat with the orange San Fran. But I couldn't wear it in Seattle anymore because the rivalry with the Niners was getting so big. People were all over me. And I was like,
I remember that
all
hat.
Right. Yes. I love that hat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, all right, I'll stop wearing this hat.
Yeah, you can't like anything from San Francisco. I mean, it's hard enough being a Metallica fan around here. Seahawk fans get all pissed off. They're like, dude, we're only metal church. All right, let's take a quick break. Yeah. We come back, we'll get into the wide world of sports. If we have time, I'll share with you the trip from hell, from Portland back to to Tacoma.
All right.
It was, let's just say, the trip started at midnight. I did not get home until 7:30 in the morning.
What?
Yes. The story is nuts.
Whew.
Yeah. I was thinking about you because I know like you were on the fence at one point of maybe coming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's probably a good thing you didn't come to this one because it was rough.
Ooh, that is brutal.
The story's pretty epic. And if we have time, we'll get into that when the MegaCast returns.
They say I should say something nice about Ted and Steve. These guys are so dumb that you'll feel way smarter just by listening. How's that? The MegaCast will be back.
You know that totally distinctive smell of WD-40? Well, it's autumn, and if you need to fix a squeaky hinge or clean and protect your tools, but you don't want that oily smell, now there's Pumpkin Spice WD-40. That's right. It stops squeaks, loosens rusted parts, drives out moisture, and smells like Grandma's pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
Hey, honey, I think that rusted bicycle chain has enough on it.
Hold on, just a little bit more. Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin Spice WD-40. Available now at your local auto parts store next to the Pumpkin Spice windshield wipers and Pumpkin Spice radiator fluid.
I feel like I am stuck at a party that I didn't even want to be invited to. The MegaCast is back.
All right, Ted.
Book it.
Book it.
God, it freaks me out these things don't turn on.
Oh, the lights.
Yeah.
You said book it, right? Not F it.
Book it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, oh boy.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
Yo. You know I'm going to be Team Smith till I die. I feel like we might have somebody to have. We have beef with somebody. With some celebrities. I don't know if you heard about the latest people jumping into the world of popcorn.
I should mention, I believe they have a lemon meringue flavor out now this month.
Pat.
Oh, he was amazing. Fired up last night because the Sox beat the Yankees.
Oh, I ate a lot of popcorn. Pat, that's awesome. Lemon meringue? Well, yo, it's now Smith Family versus the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers are getting into popcorn?
It's called Rob. I don't even want to give the name. You know what?
No.
the Jonas Brothers popcorn, we'll just call it.
Right, because we got Cobb's and we got Smith Family popcorn.
Right, we don't need the Jonas. Yeah, you know what? Teaming up together with the, it feels like, you know, East Coast, West Coast. We got to combine and take out wherever the Jonas's are from. Oh boy, though. We have a problem. I think What's my that? Wife might jump ship because their popcorn is vegan.
All of it?
I guess so. It's vegan, GMO-free, and gluten-free.
You know what? Screw it, Steve.
Do we embrace them?
No.
Okay.
We blind taste test. I got my money on Tuscan, what's it, Tuscan Joy?
Tuscan Joy will not be topped by the Jonas Brothers.
I'm not even vegan, and I like Tuscan Joy.
Joe Jonas could serve it to me by hand, into my mouth, the popcorn.
Jonas Brothers, don't you have enough?
Right.
I mean, can my family start a small business? Can they make some money? Could Cobb and Rowan, when they open Cobb's popcorn shop in the market, can they have a business? And you guys have everything already. I used to like you, Jonas Brothers, and now it's obvious they hate the small business owner.
They do. They're keeping the man down.
They are. They are the man. No, they're keeping us down.
That's right.
Yeah.
The man's keeping us down.
Yeah.
Jonas
Brothers are the man.
Yeah, piss off, Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to Cake by the Ocean either, because one of the brothers is in that band.
Yeah, exactly.
That sucks.
Cake by the Ocean sounds crappy anyhow.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean,
popcorn. Smith Family popcorn by the ocean.
Kiss my ass. I'll shove a hockey stick up yours. All right, let's get back into the world of sports.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Wow.
We already talked Mariners.
We did. I was going to say.
Seahawks won.
I vote. Mariners, good season. Terps, loss.
Ugh.
Hawks, win.
Big win.
It was. Sounders are still rolling. Watch that Sunday night as well.
What did they win, like 3-0? 3-0?
It was. Yeah, it was 3-0. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice, easy match. Get it going. Yeah, Seahawks, look, it helps a ton. Garoppolo and Robbie Gould were not in the second half. But hey, it's the NFL. You take W's where you get them. And the Rams, I do think right now are a better team. But it's going to be prime time Thursday night in Seattle. And we all know weird ass happens.
Russ always shines in the primetime lights.
Yeah.
Divisional matches, it doesn't matter who's the better team, as we've learned over the years. Remember when the Rams were a crappy team, they were still beating the Seahawks handily.
Even when they were like in St. Louis. Like something with the Rams. Like I'm willing to bet money that this game will be decided by 7 points or less.
I feel like it's going to be a 3-point game. And I'm not going to get any sleep. And that's really rude of them to do that to me.
Steve, it is.
Yeah. I mean, and the Rams, I think everybody thought they were going to beat the Cardinals, and the Cardinals just crushed them and embarrassed them.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I picked the Rams. Like, the other problem is, man, the NFC West is just so good.
I really think whoever comes out of the, I mean, it's like a no-brainer, but like whoever wins the NFC West, like has the better record against the other NFC West teams, will probably be the top team in this division.
The only problem when you have a division this good and that competitive is that sometimes you beat up on each other.
Kind of cannibalize each other, yeah.
Right, so then you end up with Green Bay having the home field advantage again.
I have a feeling that you're absolutely right. I don't think anyone in the NFC West is going to have the top record in the NFC.
Yeah.
Just because of how good, I mean, all the teams are good. Dude, I got nervous when Garoppolo went down. I'm like, Trey Lance, like, here we go again. Like, it seems like whenever the Seahawks have to play someone that's like the new guy or the backup quarterback, and this guy's arguably going to be their starter at some point relatively soon within the next year or so, I'd imagine. Like, I was just like, oh, here we go. We're going to be the team that gives him the confidence to become the starting quarterback.
Yeah. Like, that guy's going to be trouble later in the year if he's still playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, good stuff, though.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Take W's where you can get them.
Yeah.
We don't lose 3 in a row in Seattle.
Kraken won yesterday. Wrapped up a very good preseason. Shutout.
Who do they open up with next week?
Vegas on Tuesday in Vegas.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, that's going to be on ESPN, too. That's a primetime game.
No kidding.
Yep.
I'll watch it on mute while I'm taping the podcast.
Yes. Well, the game's probably going to start at 7.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because it's West Coast.
All right. Yeah, I'll watch the third period.
Dude, we haven't even hit regular season, and my wife just said, I maybe regret agreeing to watch every single Kraken game.
She said that?
Well, because I told her, I'm like, when we got the house, I was like, I should set up like a hockey room, like a man cave kind of thing. She's like, why do you need that? I'm like, well, when the Kraken play, that way I don't have to bug you and I can watch the games, you know, on my own. And she's like, no. She's like, I'll watch the games with you. I'm not going to make you do that. And she's just like, I kind of wish we had a second TV in the living room, because I'm like, I'll watch the games on my phone. I don't care. Like, I'll just put a little earpiece in. And she's like, no, I agree to it. I'm like, just so you know, a lot of the games will be on the East Coast and those games start at 4, which means by the time, because, you know, really the only time we get to enjoy television as a husband and wife is like 7:30 by the time Tatum goes to bed. Up until then, it's usually kids' cartoons or no television at all. So I'm like, just be happy when they play on the East Coast because the games will be done by the time we actually can watch TV together.
Plus, like, look, I'm not married, so I don't know how you broach a subject, but like, they, like, it's not for you, honey. You know what I mean?
Well, I did.
Like,
at one point,
I wouldn't mind having a room to watch sports separate, like, for me.
Yeah, right. I know, dude. I finally had to just give up on that battle.
All right.
She doesn't understand the concept of a man cave. Like, no matter how hard I try to explain it to her, she just is like, I don't understand why you need a room. This whole house is our room together. I'm like, no, this whole house is your house. Like,
right, it's your house.
Right. Like, don't get me wrong. I love our house and I love how it's decorated. And I wouldn't want to decorate it the way that I would decorate it because it would be a pile. But I want one room to be a pile.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what about the garage? I'm like, there's two cars in there. How am I supposed to make that work?
So, right. So a lot of people do that, but you're right. You can't park in there then.
And I'd much rather park come winter season. I don't want my car outside.
Yeah, like
at 4 a.m.
Like my buddy Matty C, his old house, right? Like they just didn't park in there. So he built a little pub in his garage and right. It was awesome.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do, like they'll put a gym in there. I want my garage for my car. I know it's crazy, but like
that is wild.
I just like it when first thing in the morning and I leave for work, I don't have to like scrape
ice and stuff.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know, Steve. You got to get a room for sports.
Yeah, that or I'm just going to have to like get my iPad out and I'll watch the game on my lap and I'll just put like a little earpiece in. I don't mind that.
Yeah, all right.
Because if it's close enough to your face, everything's a big screen.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'll take it. You know, like, we'll play it by ear. But, man, I'm excited. The season's going to start. We don't know who the mascot's going to be. But, boy, oh, boy, I'm pumped. So, 10. Saturday, I went to Portland for DOA Pro Wrestling's 13th anniversary.
All right.
It's the first wrestling show back in Portland since the pandemic. So like 18-something months.
I was going to say, right, I'm just calling it 2 years now.
Yeah, I might as well just say a couple years.
Yeah.
So a couple days beforehand, when I used to go to DOA, they would have their shows at Harvey's Comedy Club. Maybe like 100 people were in there, and it was packed, like for a small room, and it was a really fun vibe. So I had that in my head, like, oh yeah, I'm going to just wrestle in front of 100 people. Somebody told me, like, oh yeah, about 350 tickets are sold already. They're going to have it at an armory. I'm like, oh crap. Like that's exciting. By the time we get there, there's a line out the building. And it's insane, dude. Like I'd say maybe a little over or just under 500 people ended up coming to this wrestling event. The place was buzzing and the crowd was amazing. They were into everything, had a cool vibe in there. Everything was great. We took the party bus.
Where were you at on the bill?
Second.
Nice.
Which is perfect because that's the match with the least expectations.
All right.
First match. In the world of wrestling, give you like super brief way that the match, your first match is like, they used to be the curtain jerker where it's like just whatever, people are working their way in. But these days, people expect a super hot first match.
All right.
You have guys going crazy, balls out, high flyers, big dives, gets the crowd just full of energy. You bring them to the high of highs. The next match, cool them off. My favorite spot to be in the match.
Nice.
Because my style, not high flying, not crazy, very basic, old school 80s style. I'm here to cool you off. So I was excited to be a part. A comedy match is also good there. So ours had a little bit of that as well. So that was perfect. Took the party bus up. Shout out to Lion Pride Party Bus. Rich took us. It's always great seeing him. We had all the Washington wrestlers in the bus, like 14 of us.
All right.
Last time we took a party bus, it was like one of the short buses. This was the big one with the stage up above and the DJ booth in the back.
Oh, man.
Oh,
still one of the best nights ever.
Dude, it was great. We're just rolling in style. We get there, having a blast. My match is done. I didn't get hurt. We had some microphone issues. We worked through it, but I needed it for like, I cut an opening promo. That place hated me. And it was
nice.
Awesome. And win the match, not a big deal. Maybe use my belt as a weapon. Who knows? I mean, you have to go watch the tape. I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, dude, it was awesome. Had a great time. Match was fun. Crowd hates me. We leave the match. Feeling good. Get to the back. Everything's good. Get all my stuff off. Now I'm enjoying the matches for the rest of the night. I'm having some drinks, just hanging out, BSing. Everyone's
you get vodka? Did you get a beer in you?
I had some Pink Whitney.
All right. I love that stuff.
Bro, I went to Safeway before just like so I'd have it for afterwards.
Yeah.
$10 a bottle.
Oh.
So I bought two.
I almost said I hope you bought three just to have
one. I should
have
bought three, dude. We went through, well, my buddy Austin, Jacob Oso, he goes by, sorry, he got hit hard in the ribs and hurt himself. So he was not feeling all that great after the match. And he's like, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. You know what would help that? And he's like, what am I, Pink Whitney? He's like, yeah, let's go. So him and I went back to the bus, and some people would pop in every once in a while, but him and I pretty much finished one of those bottles.
Nice.
Like, before intermission. Now, we're just buzzing.
Oh, you're having a great time.
Having a great time. More matches go on. Just good to see people. Met a lot of the old dogs of the Portland wrestling scene.
All right.
Because it was like a celebration of 13 years, so they were having the past, present, and future of Portland wrestling, and I was kind of honored that I was considered part of the present, you know?
Yeah.
And all those guys were great. This guy, Jason Sullivan, there was a few other guys as well I've never met before. Just good dudes, right?
All right.
Had a great time. Night ends. We're like, all right, time to go. One of the guys was like, can we go to Denny's? I'm like, dude, I'd love to, because everyone wanted, like, a lot of the Portland guys were going to go there afterwards. I was like, but it's midnight. By the time we get food finished, it's going to be like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
I was just going to say, you're probably pushing 2 a.m., because there's a lot of people that want to go to Denny's at midnight.
Absolutely. Not just us, but fans. Everybody's going to want to go.
Yeah. Just random drunk people in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. So I'm like, why don't we just go find somewhere to get food, take it up to, you know, hopefully we get into a fast food place. It's kind of hard with the party bus.
Yeah.
But if not, just go to a convenience store, grab a bunch of food. Let's just get on the road, because by the time we get back, it's going to be late. So we do that. We're having fun on the party bus. We're laughing, drinking.
Do fast food or just sandwiches from the
7-Eleven?
All right.
It worked. I had an ice cream sandwich for my post-match.
Oh, I like that you finally ate one. Dude, instead of just leaving it in my fridge.
I almost texted you a picture of me with it in my mouth, and it was me and my buddy Turner. I was like, I'm getting ice cream sandwich. He goes, that sounds amazing. So the two of us, everyone else is eating food, and the two of us are on the bus just eating ice cream.
Have I met him?
I don't know if you have. Big dude.
I follow him on Twitter. He intimidates me.
He's the greatest guy in the world.
He just looks so like, in his picture.
No, right. I mean, that's the guy you want on your side.
All right.
Definitely. Yeah. Dave Turner's truly one of my favorite people in the world of wrestling. Like, I love the guy. Like, you would love him. Like,
yeah.
He would party with us.
Nice.
He's like that kind of guy. Good dude. So we're enjoying our ice cream sandwich. Everyone's having a blast. We hit, I think we're in like the Kelso Longview area. So we've been going for a minute.
Yeah.
But we still got some time before we're going to get home. All of a sudden, we just stopped to get some stuff, like food or snacks or whatever. Back on the road. We haven't gotten on the freeway yet, but all of a sudden we hear, it felt like Rich just drove over a curb aggressively. And I'm like, the hell was that? And then someone's like, oh, no, we didn't. We hit something. I mean, first of all, the party bus is a tank. Barely felt this.
Yeah.
Then our buddy Ethan, you know Ethan HD.
Yeah.
Looking back on it now, it's hilarious, but at the moment, it sobered me up really quick. He goes, oh, S, we just hit a person. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what the hell? And he's like, dude, straight up, hit a person. He's lying down out there. I'm like, what? He goes, oh, I'm just messing with you. I have no idea what happened.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, you ass hat. Like,
yeah.
Turns out somebody just barreled into the freaking bus, nailed it, and drove off. Like, bounced off the bus and drove off.
Like, rear-ended you?
No, like, head-on. Like, just drove into the bus. Like, must have blew a light or a stop sign and, like, went, like almost like a T.
Jesus.
Boom. Hit us. Drove right off. Had to be a drunk driver.
Yeah, for sure.
Hit and run. I mean, it's like 2 in the morning, you know what I mean? So, or 1:30 in the morning. So we're like, oh, crap, that sucks. But it felt like we should be fine. So we go out, get a flashlight on it, realize that it hit so hard, it ripped off some of the lug nuts on the tire, and that something was leaking fluid out of the car, out of the bus. And Rich's like, I can't drive it. Call the cops, also just to report that it was a hit and run.
Yeah.
And hopefully they could stop that guy before something worse happens, you know, or hopefully that guy realized I need to get off the road and calm the F down because I'm dangerous. And the cops were pretty funny. They're like, yeah, you guys probably can't go anywhere. Sorry to hear that. And sorry that you're stuck in such a a poop hole of a town.
I'm guessing those had to be stadies if they're riffing on the town.
They said there's only 4 cops right now working. And we were 2 of them. No, they were like locals.
Oh, no kidding.
And they just straight up called it a crab hole. It was hilarious. Jeez. So now we're like, what do we do? So I was like, Rich, because he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, some guys are checking Uber. It's like a $250 Uber to get back to Tacoma, where all everyone's cars are. It's like, you got to be freaking kidding me. So I was like, Rich, hey, can we call Levi? Maybe he can send somebody or he can come with one of the other party buses. I mean, it's that or we're all going to spend a lot of money to get back to either by hotel or by Uber, you know. And he's like, I don't even know if Levi's up. I'm like, can you check? He's like, yeah, no problem. So he calls. Turns out Levi just got done with a bachelorette party and was just like, he wasn't ready to go to bed because he had a great time. If you finished, not working the bachelorette party. He wasn't a dancer. He was the limo or the party bus driver.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, screw it, man. I'll come get you guys. So, but that was like another 2 hours. We had to wait like an hour.
You got to wait
for
him to drive down to get to you.
Yes. So now all of us are just either passed out or some kept drinking. I closed my eyes because I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to get any sleep. Don't mind you also, I'm hoping I was going to get home to get a good amount of sleep because the next day is my birthday. And, and even like Jacob Oso is just like, happy birthday, Migs. Like, and we're like, oh. So he comes, picks us up. We all cram into one of the smaller buses. Go straight back to Tacoma. It's 6 something in the morning. By the time we get to Tacoma to drop everyone off, by the time we get to my house, it's like 7 something. Go in the front door or go in through the garage door into the house. There's my wife, my child, and our dog all awake singing happy birthday. And I'm like,
oh no.
And my wife, I love her for this. She's like, you know what I got you for your birthday? I'm like, what? The freedom to go upstairs and sleep until you feel better. Like, thank you.
I was like, that's so sweet, but also like not now. Please, just not now.
It was so cute. It was like, I was melting my heart. You know what
sure.
I mean? But I'm also still kind of drunk.
Yeah.
Cockeyed, miserable, and tired because, like, you know, when Levi got in there, he wants to drink and because he's not driving now.
Right.
You know, so, and everyone else is like, pretty much zombies. I'm struggling, but I'm like, I don't want to like leave him. I'm like, Levi, thanks for coming to get us. Can I go take a nap? So I stood up with him and hung out and, you know, just laughed and joked and stuff. But I was like struggling.
Oi.
So yeah, that was even like Shauna, who was with us, one of she runs the wrestling school that I go to, the Buddy Wayne Academy. Her late husband, he always had a thing that said, the road will own you. In World of Wrestling.
Jesus.
And she put up a post that said, my husband made up his own term or his own saying, and it was, the road will own you. Never have I felt it more than I have today. And I was like, yeah, the road owned us.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Oh, man, dude. I still think the funniest part, though, was Ethan yelling that we hit a person.
Yeah, he's out there laying in the street.
Like, yep, hit him.
I would have lost it.
I was about to cry. I was like, we did not kill a man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah, I was glad. I was. That was one of the things I thought of when I finally got home. I'm like, man, I would have felt terrible. It was weird because I felt bad, even though it's not my fault.
No. It's nobody's fault except the idiot that hit you.
And like somebody brought up even like on Facebook, I think when some of us were talking, like, end of the day, thank God it was a bus and not one of us in like in a van or a car.
Yeah, somebody
like,
would have gotten really hurt.
We would probably or even one of the other party buses. It could have been a lot uglier.
Yeah.
Like the fact that we were in the biggest one that basically is a gutted out school bus. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Like we were in a tank of a vehicle. It could have been a lot worse.
Oof.
Yeah, dude. Best part, Turner, I'm sitting next to him. He goes, both times we've been in this bus, something's happened with the wheel. Like, you know, because the last time we blew a flat tire.
Yeah.
And this time we had a hit and run. And I'm like, yeah, it's crazy. You know, in the 8 years I've used it with my hockey team, never once a problem. And he goes, so what are you saying? It's us that's the problem? I'm like, yep.
It could be.
And he started laughing. We both started laughing. Like, he was trying to give me crap, like as if it was like, this bus is cursed. And I'm like, threw it right back at him. I'm like, no, it's not the bus. It's the wrestlers.
Yeah, we've taken it over the past when it's been sketch.
We've never had a problem.
No. Remember, we found people that helped us out at AutoZone in Spokane on a Sunday afternoon.
They fixed our car in exchange for beer and bong hits.
Jesus.
That was the road trip from hell. Wouldn't change, though. Made for a fun story. And
hey, you
got to
win.
And I won. And I'm going back, I think, in December or January. I'm going back to wrestle there.
All right.
They hated me so much, they want me back.
I like that.
I know. It's pretty cool. It's a fun thing in life that you could do something so that an entire room can hate you, and that's considered a job well done.
Yeah, right?
It's not often you get that in life.
No.
All right. So are you in town next week?
Yeah. Just okay. A quick weekend trip. I'll be back Tuesday.
The hell, man. All you guys leaving.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to Aftershock.
They are.
You're going to the Brewers.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just getting back later, so. I'm excited. It'll be good, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Have a blast.
Yeah. I'm going to drink a Bloody Mary. I don't even like them, but we're going to a bar that's famous for them. Like, getting one.
Are they famous because they put a bunch of crap in it?
And it's just, like, giant. Mm-hmm. Like, I was talking to my buddy yesterday, and he's like, look, he's like, I know you like to drink beers and stuff. He's like, Milwaukee is a drinking town. Yeah. And he's like, they're obsessed with Bloody Mary. So, like, you know the giant 32-ounce mug?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, what they serve them in at a lot of places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like a good Bloody Mary, but one and done.
I'm with you. I usually get bored, but I'm like, they're famous for it. There's going to be, like, crazy stuff in there. Like, I'm getting it.
I hope it has a grilled cheese sandwich in there.
I hope it has a little slider.
Even better.
Yeah.
Or some prawns.
What'd you have for breakfast? I had a slider and two fried shrimp and then a giant Bloody Mary.
Had my signature pizza yesterday at Wicked Pie Pizza, the Migs with one G.
Nice.
Yeah, it was funny. Matt Farmer and I went and grabbed lunch. And he's like, where do you want to go? I'm like, you want to try Wicked Pie? He goes, yeah, sure. I heard about that place. We go there and he looks at me. He's looking at the menu. He goes, did you pick this place because there's something on the menu named after you? You're absolutely right. Like, damn straight I did.
Yeah, of course.
I haven't been here in a while. I wanted to enjoy it myself.
Yeah, that's why you picked it.
And the waitress is like, wait, you have there's something on this menu named after you? I'm like, yeah. She's like, wait, are you Migs? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I've been working here for 3 months. I've been waiting to meet you. It's about time you made it in here.
Good.
That's why I came, to meet you. All right, we'll be back then next week.
Yeah, we're on.
Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
Do it. Have fun this weekend. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'd say go Kraken, but we're back before the Kraken start. See ya.